radio broadcast. It is December 25th, 2011, and this year it has basically come and go. We're in the last few seconds in the scheme of things of 2011 as we prepare to plunge into 2012. And so I thought that I would be here on Christmas Day with you. I appreciate the crew and all of their fine work. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley coming up here in about 15 minutes. We have a surprise economics guest in the second hour, as well as a guest on Congressman Ron Paul. And the different ways the globalists are coming after him and hope to defeat him. But I wanted with Webster Tarpley to look at the European debt crisis and how this controlled implosion will affect our country and what happens here in the United States and how that ties in with the move to put military on the streets of the United States and allow them to even kill U.S. citizens. In fact, will you guys cue up the audio, if we can, of Jonathan Turley from C-SPAN? We played that back last Thursday, 4 or 5 days ago, but I'm going to play that again coming out because, you know, we've learned quite a bit about this military takeover plan, and we have the exclusive military to designate U.S. citizens as enemies during collapse. FEMA continuity of government plans prep total takeover of society, dispatching military domestically under economic collapse emergency. And that, of course, is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we're going to have Webster Griffin Tarpley, hadn't been on for a few weeks with us, to look at the world economy, the whole Iran situation with the Israelis and Obama's advisors saying they may go ahead and hit Iran sooner rather than later. It is all coming up here on this special Christmas broadcast, and I just want to say that I appreciate all of our listeners more than you know. I love you. I love people that seek truth. I love people who support freedom. I love people who have courage to be laughed at by their friends and family and neighbors who are under mind control to talk about real issues. And we are brothers and sisters in eternity for truth and justice and everything that's decent. We have a special role in human society that we've not succumbed to the brainwashing and the mind control for whatever reason, the way God forged us in our mother's wombs and the experiences we've had in our life. And I really appreciate all of you, old, young, black, white, whether you're from Mexico or Russia, whether you're from China or Germany, whether you're from Israel or England. If you love liberty and you love life and you choose life, I am your brother forever. And you are my brother, you are my sister. We are soulmates in the struggle for liberty. And if I could change the direction of my life and whatever comes from the work I've done, because obviously I traveled on a very dangerous road, I'm glad I made the decisions I made. Because there's no future if we don't take risks and stand up against evil men. And everything good in our world was forged by good men and women who were willing to stand up to bullies and gangs of scum and control freak trash. We are here to do this, and it's our job. And now we enter a very dangerous phase in human societal development, the greatest danger we've ever faced. And if we make it through this hurdle, our species has got an incredible chance to go to the next level and live the things that God talks about in the Bible, about the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, the things God has in store for us. So on this special Christmas transmission, December 25th, 2011, I thank you for joining us, and I thank you for being part of our family as we battle for human liberty, as we struggle against tyranny. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Preempted this radio transmission. It's a special Christmas edition of InfoWars.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's reliable form of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. I don't know, we're on over 100 AM and FM stations. That's a lot more than 50,000 unstoppable watts. We are here. It is Christmas Day. Our republic is in great peril, but for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. As tyranny rises, liberty rises to meet it, and we are here at a historic crossroads. It is Christmas Day. 2011. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in the next few segments, historian and economist Webster Griffin Tarpley is joining us to look at the expanding euro implosion and devaluation of their currency, how that is affecting the dollar, the larger finance capital strategy to bring in world government. Webster Tarpley coming up, and then we have a surprised economic guest. It'll be a real treat. And we'll also have an expert in here on Ron Paul in studio and how we can counter these attacks that have been bouncing off of him for the most part. But there's some bigger challenges down the road. We'll be talking to Richard Reeves in studio for just a segment or two next hour. Then we have the economics guest as a surprise joining us. So we are here with this premiere, not encore, premier transmission, Christmas Day 2011. And certainly, time just speeds up faster and faster. I remember sitting at my grandparents' knee or out fishing with grandpa or whatever, and he talked about how fast life speeds up. And it certainly does. It seems like just a few minutes ago that I started out almost 17 years ago on talk radio. And here we are. It seemed like just yesterday that I learned about the New World Order and a plan to set up a global banking dictatorship through Ponzi schemes and derivatives. And here we are. It's all happening. And 2011, I just got used to saying 2011 a few months ago, and I got to get used to saying 2012 coming up here in just 5-6 days from now. And, you know, I know that a lot of people would never do a show on Christmas Day and or wouldn't take the time out to record a show for Christmas Day. But I know there's a lot of people out there on Christmas who are concerned about what's happening to our country. I know I certainly am, and it's going to take a lot of effort, including an extra effort, to awaken the public. The public's willing to hear the truth now because things have gotten so crazy, but they've got to learn the full truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And, you know, as for me, I want to know the real truth, no matter how horrible, so I can make preparation for it. As Patrick Henry said, I kind of butchered his full quote, but you can look it up. It's very eloquent prose. If you the give me liberty or give me death speech, the war has already begun. Why sit we here idle? Okay, before we go to Tarpley here, we broke a big news story because a Department of Defense whistleblower contacted us and said, hey, you need to go to the official Pentagon and Homeland Security websites. They've got the sections where they put out bids. And this is open source. This is not classified, though it is listed sensitive. And you're worried about FEMA camps, concentration camps. But you've got congressional hearings, Alex, where they admit they've done this, and legislation to expand it, and urban warfare drills, and all these politicians on CNN calling for army on the streets to stop crime, and the National Defense Authorization Act, where the government claims they have the right to arrest citizens and even kill citizens. In fact, you have that Jonathan Turley clip ready? Let's go ahead and play that. Well, then he sent me the link. He and his wife did. Then I had him on the show. He went ahead and went public. He said, his name's Joe Joseph. These are the times to go public when you're facing this level of stuff. He's got a high-level security clearance. He didn't give us any of that information. But he just pointed out open-source stuff. And after we posted this on Infowars.com, the Department of Defense pulled it within 1 hour and put a notice up about it being, well, people shouldn't post classified material, they said. We have the notice and everything. Here it is, exclusive. Military to designate U.S. citizens as enemy during collapse, period. And then there's quotes by Obama they put out 2 weeks ago at the WhiteHouse.gov saying anybody that angers or upsets anyone is helping al-Qaeda. So now criticizing the corrupt government or Fast and Furious or Corzine, the Democratic operative, and billions missing dollars, you can be arrested and disappeared. Now, they think that this intimidation will make people shut up, and they're calling for open web censorship and talk radio. Are we men or are we mice? Don't you get it? When you bend over to the tyrants and ask them to put handcuffs on you, you don't get out of it. The only way out of this is manning up. And then within an hour of it, government censors document revealing plans to wage war on Americans. Within an hour of posting FEMA contingency, continuity of government plans, PDF, pre-bid notice, deep sixed. And they actually say the Pentagon will run the FEMA camps and the American people are designated as the enemy, period. And that the military, it's all blue-red, standard stuff like Afghanistan. They wear transponders to know the good guys from the bad guys. And the federal family is Janet Reno Napolitano has called them, they're the good guys against us, and they're going to eat out our substance. Unbelievable. And they work for the big foreign banking cartels taking over Europe and the U.S. Now, here is Mr. Turley, top constitutional scholar on C-SPAN, saying, hey, the NDAA also allows, and this is what Obama's saying, for them to kill any U.S. citizens in America, no judge, no jury. This is something Kim Jong-il or Hitler would dream of, and they don't even put that on paper. They just do it. So here it is, the Sovietization of America.
President Obama just stated that he is going to maintain a policy that he can have any American citizen killed without any charge, without any review except his own. He is, if he's satisfied that you are a terrorist, he says that he can kill you anywhere in the world, including the United States. Two of his aides were just at a panel a couple of weeks ago, and they reaffirmed they believe that American citizens can be killed on the order of the president anywhere, including the United States. That has left civil libertarians, you know, heads exploding. The polls, we've had three polls in the last year, and they all show the same thing. The American people say that they are more afraid of the government than they are outside forces, like terrorists.
Well, there you have it. And Ron Paul gave a stump speech a couple days ago in Iowa, where he's leading the pack still, despite all the demonization and establishment hand-wringing and telling the public he can't win. The public doesn't buy the mind control anymore of these fraudsters. He pointed out that Congress and the media keeps lying and saying the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, doesn't affect citizens, when the subsections clearly say it. We played last week over and over again five different senators who co-sponsored it and wrote it. Carl Levin, Lieberman, Lindsey Graham, McCain, all saying, yes, it affects citizens. And we want citizens to be scared. And you want a lawyer? You don't get one, Lindsey Graham said. We might dig those up and play those later. I played them over and over again. I mean, you can just type in Senator Levin admits, you know, this is Obama was the one that wanted the secret arrest, you know, disappearance section. And you can pull up those videos. So this is how dumb they think we are. And so here we are. And in Illinois and in Louisiana, the state reps are calling for military on the streets to, quote, patrol things to stop crime because of guns on the streets. You mean the ones the ATF shipped into Mexico and into Indiana and Florida? They're destabilizing America. They've got to be dealt with. We've got to wake up. We've got a bunch of criminals in charge with armies of criminals working for them. Most people in government aren't bad, but they're naive. So have a merry, merry Christmas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Let your heart be loved.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Run.
old drummer boy. More Christmas music. I love Christmas. You know, I wish we had the drum of the little drummer boy instead of the drums of war. Last week, of course, the Israeli newspapers and U.S. papers said that Obama has told his advisors they may have to go ahead and strike Iran. We've had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff come out and say, oh, we can easily attack Iran. I just think they don't understand that. You've got the Iranians threatening to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. You've got the globalists wanting a political diversion. They're now claiming Iran carried out 9/11. I thought it was Iraq. Never Saudi Arabia, though. That's the gallant little ally. So we've got all of this happening. We have Europe in full economic implosion, as predicted by our economics experts we interview frequently. And you have the U.S. in actually worse financial shape once the contagion comes here. And you have the government passing the NDAA to secretly arrest citizens for any reason. We played you Jonathan Turley, constitutional law scholar and professor, saying it allows the killing of citizens and secret torture. That's all public. And they're preparing for total COG collapse. And we've got the FEMA documents I just mentioned that are up on the sites, where they say the military will run every facet of our lives. They are designated as blue force. The American people is red force. It's like in Afghanistan, the enemy. So we're listed as the Taliban, basically, across the board. But the military is waking up to this. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist, also doctor of history, has predicted, unfortunately, much of what we face. He's also into, in the last 4 months or so, under the bombardment to Libya to witness al-Qaeda forces there under NATO. That's now admitted. And the mass genocide, he first reported that against black Africans. Now they're going into Syria. They're talking about war with Iran. That's where we stand. Webster, what is happening in the world, and where is it all going?
Well, here at the end of 2011, we have a general admission by people who are in or near the world, the Anglo-American financier elite, in particular, Madame Lagarde of the International Monetary Fund, has now said we are in a world depression or close to a world depression. And we have the Keynesian sort of left wing of the Democratic Party economist Paul Krugman in the New York Times saying it's time to admit that we are in a depression. So congratulations to these two figures. They have understood that we're in a depression only 39 months into the depression or more. This depression really started in 2007 with the bankruptcy of Countrywide Bank, and then the bankruptcy of Northern Rock, the British bank, in the fall of the year. And then, of course, by September 2008, with all the U.S. Banks, starting with Lehman Brothers, going belly up, there was no doubt that we were in a breakdown crisis of imperialism. It's a world derivatives panic. It's a disintegration of the existing monetary financial arrangements of the world. And that then once again gets us into this three-phase dynamic that I would suggest everybody always keep prominently in their heads. The 1930s shows us the progression from a world depression and collapse of living standards and destruction of much of civilization as it had existed. You then go into a phase of authoritarianism, dictatorship, fascism. It's what's associated with Germany in 1933, Hitler, and so forth. And then from there, once any and all opposition to wars has been wiped out, you then drift towards a world war. Now, we're essentially living through this stuff telescoped so that it's hitting us.
And by the way, you wrote books on this over a decade ago. I'm not just tooting your horn, predicting it with precision, because we know these cycles. We know what this group of oligarchs, and this is literally the grandchildren of them, do when they're facing total collapse in jail. Like Corzine and others, they will launch giant wars to make everybody rally around them.
Right, and it's an entire system. So this is what we're dealing with now. That we're seeing the depression phase telescoped together with the dictatorship phase, and that is this this lunatic fascist law that we've now got that Obama has the right to arrest anybody or to kill anybody. Now, these were things that Bush in effect already did, but now it's becoming more explicit, and the resistance, which would normally come from people around the American Civil Liberties Union and people like this, this is relatively muted, almost paralyzed, because Obama does it under left cover. Whereas if you had somebody like Bush doing it under right wing cover, then it would be easier to get people to get riled up. So, just the question now is, what do you do about this? And I think people have got to understand, you're dealing in a kind of political warfare, and you've always got to be careful to have your own strategy and stick to that. In other words, if you simply respond to what Wall Street does to you and what Wall Street does to you through the Obama regime that they control, then you're going to be running after a million different things. In other words, you're going to be going after the Cape and not the Matador. And the Matador, of course, is Wall Street.
Now, let's be clear. People say, wait a minute, Obama's for Occupy Wall Street. That's all smoke and mirrors. When you say Wall Street, you mean the mega six banks and brokerage firms that are actually waging war against everybody else. They are the ultimate crony capitalist insider monopoly men.
Sure. We're talking about the obvious at the somewhat lower level. We have these political operatives like Soros, who controls the left, and the Koch brothers, or Koch brothers, as they like to be called, putting on airs. They control the right wing or the reactionary camp. But then above them, there's this higher level, which is Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. We have Moynihan of Bank of America. We have Blankfein still at Goldman Sachs and so forth, the people who run Morgan Stanley and the rest of them. And other influential people, right? People, sort of elder statesmen of that group, Wall Street bond lawyers and people like that.
Ruled by finance capital oligarchs.
Right. So the enemy is these bankers. And again, the question is, if this machine is coming at you, if you simply go running after everything that they do, for example, if you focus on the fact that they're oppressing people and they're harassing people at airports, then you're going to make that the issue. And unfortunately, this is not going to get to the causes. You have to understand the causes. And the causes...
You got to audit and nationalize the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, and take their power away from them. You got the Koch brothers, who got a warning, reportedly, from the Democratic operative, the head of MF Club, along with others. It shows at the top, it's all like a wrestling match, a big joke.
You're quite right. So the idea is you've got to do something to break the inordinate power of Wall Street finance capital and of the City of London. Now, we just had a very interesting case of this in terms of what it might be, right? We had the Occupy Wall Street, which has now pretty much come to an end. And I would say this is now a tragic catalog of lost opportunities.
Yeah, well, it was a proto-movement that they tried to hijack, and instead, when they couldn't hijack it, the Soros people, they just had the police... bash their brains.
It's a little bit more complex.
Stay there. We got to go to break. It's the Christmas edition. Premier transmission with Webster Tarpley. We have other guests coming up. Stay with us.
Joyful and triumphant, O come, ye, O come.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
December 25th, 2011. We're 33 minutes, well now 34 minutes into this worldwide broadcast, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, weekday shows on XM 166, 11 to 2 p.m. Central, and also number one on the internet at Infowars.com, and of course PrisonPlanet.tv. And so much incredible information is up there on the site. Last Thursday, I interviewed one of the heroes of the Oklahoma City bombing, one of the police officers in there who witnessed the feds and all of their involvement and how they death threatened he and his wife face to face if he didn't shut up, and actually killed some of the Oklahoma City police. Yeah, oh yeah, name names, everything. That's up at Infowars.com, that incredible report, and we break it all down. I'm in the film, one of the advisors on it, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Get it on DVD at Infowars.com and get it out to all the police and military you know and federal employees. Because when you realize that criminals in the government bomb themselves, look like victims in a false flag frame-up, just like Fast and Furious shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment's now been confirmed by CBS News, you understand a lot. And the truth will set us free. And we can bring these people to justice in the court of public opinion where everybody knows who they are and what they did. Because there's one thing that's bad enough to know the globalists carried out these events, 9/11 and Oklahoma City and Gulf of Tonkin. But it's another thing to watch them grandstand as our saviors and launch all these wars on our name that we pay for. Going back to historian, doctor of history, also economist, Webster Tarpley. So, Webster, why are the powers that be? I mean, take MF Global. Now the head of the CME, Chicago Mercantile, testified, as you know, a few weeks ago and said, no, he had the money. He took the money and put it in a British bank. And then still Corzine's gotten in no trouble. It's a new level where they take people's private accounts now. And because, you know, he's a former Goldman Sachs head, it's okay. And he was making 40-to-1 bets with people's brokerage accounts that was illegal. And it's all confirmed. And it just shows a level of insanity. Who makes a 40-to-1 bet, Webster? I mean, I think that illustrates the type of psychosis we're dealing with.
Well, 40-to-1 leverage sounds like a lot, but it's not really that much in terms of what goes on in Wall Street and the City of London. Even 10 years ago or so, long-term capital management that got a crony bailout from Greenspan back in 1998, 1999, they were, I think, well over 40. But there are two sides to this question, right? One is the specifics of what Corzine seems to have done. Notice that he did it through London. The British market is the most deregulated, the most criminal, therefore, of any place on earth. And it's very interesting. You look at AIG, right? When AIG blew up, the center of that activity was the AIG financial branch in London, which sold $3 trillion of credit default swaps, that is, of derivatives. So it was a derivatives bubble in London that brought down AIG. And similarly, you can look at some of these others, Madoff, all the swindles done by Madoff, all conduited through London. So when Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, and Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, stand up and say, they're separating from Europe, what they're trying to do is to preserve this Wild West of totally savage speculation that is the City of London.
Well, isn't that just globalists fighting over who gets the reins of the New World Order, whether it's going to be in Frankfurt, Germany, or City of London, London?
Well, you can say the European Union is bad, but the British are the worst, without any doubt. I mean, Scrooge, if Scrooge came back to life this Christmas, he would recognize the City of London as being what it always has been. If you look at the European Union, you have countries in there that still have some industry. The Germans have high-quality, high-tech, high-capital-added industry. The Italians have some exports. The French have some. The Spanish probably not so much. But you look at the British, what's left in Britain? There's nothing but financial services. That's it. And in particular, the thing that Cameron is trying to avoid is this tiny little Tobin tax, right? The tax on speculative turnover, the sales tax on the City of London that the people in Brussels and Frankfurt wanted to have that they'd be paying to. And
all right, well, let me navigate this. Let me ask you the question this way. We know that Merkel earlier this year, it was like 9-10 months ago, it was in February, said the banks are engaging in terrorism, the big mega banks, and we're going to stop them. Now, I know she's a globalist and, you know, into all this stuff, but that was actually true. Then we see the media blaming Germany for, quote, taking over Europe, when it is the big six mega banks that sold all this fraudulent garbage, put their people in, or taken over Greece, Portugal, Spain, all of that. So there is some internal fighting and jockeying going on, and you're right. You know, Cameron won't give the Brits a vote on being part of Euro, but he won't give the power that the City of London has over to this. So, I mean, if you had to crystallize it, where is this struggle going?
Well, it's going into a world depression because the people in the European Union have tremendous problems, so that they're not in a position to do anything so far that would even slow the onset of the depression. And the other problem that you have in the European Union is, as a result of these coups, right, as a result of what amount to people power coups, CIA and related activity with the help of the credit rating agencies, Standard & Poor's, Fitch, Moody's, and so forth, we now have an agent of the Boston Federal Reserve is now prime minister of Greece. That's Papademos. We have an agent of Goldman Sachs, Monti, who's the prime minister of Italy. And we have an agent of Goldman Sachs, Draghi, who's the head of the European Central Bank. And now we've got a veteran of Lehman Brothers, who is now in the cabinet, the new right-wing sort of quasi-fascist cabinet in Spain. And I say that because the parties involved descend from the Franco period of Spanish.
No, I understand that. I mean, there's literally no end to them. And in Europe, they're activating the military, saying they'll squeeze money out of people. Here, they're openly saying they're preparing for collapse internally. And they've got CNN saying we need troops on the streets to keep us safe from crime. I mean, Webster, it is getting Twilight Zone. Even Alex Jones, Mr. Know-it-all about this system, I can't believe how fast it's moving, Webster. I mean, how close until the depression that we've been in, as you said, for over 3 years, which they're now more and more admitting is a depression, goes into just absolute plunging?
Well, the European banking system is spending the Christmas holidays absolutely on the brink. And part of it, there's a big artificial element. In other words, we have a world depression. Fine. There's a world depression in the background, which is real. But then the way in which this depression is channeled and the forms in which it appears, this is all subject to tremendous manipulation. And for the past 2 years, the main U.S.-British strategy has been dump the depression on continental Europe, export the depression to Frankfurt and Paris and Milan, beggar my neighbor.
But it's going to blow back. It's like a teeter-tot.
Absolutely. That's another way. But they'll say, yeah, it'll blow back, but it'll blow back 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, whatever it is. And we're dealing with a crazed ruling class. And I guess this is where your question was going also. The specifics of the breakdown that you were mentioning have something to do with the fact that the London market is the most deregulated, right? The London market is where your gas price is set. If you're paying, you know, $3.25 a gallon or $3.50 a gallon, you can thank London because that's where that's being done, and that's what Cameron's defending. The broader picture now, let's look at the psychology of the entire Anglo-American ruling elite. Because, again, globalism, I don't think, captures the fact that this is London, New York, and Washington.
Yeah, this is the old British Empire merged with the corrupt cronies here, just running absolutely wild, and then funding Al-Qaeda everywhere. That's now all over the news. Well, Al-Qaeda's actually good, they say. You know, they help us take out the evil Gaddafi and the evil Assad. And I'm like, we're going to be back with Webster Tarpley to talk about this and where it's all going. And, hey, I'm giving you the Christmas gift of truth, folks. We love you out there. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Some squeal. I don't know if that went out over air. Whatever. I tell you, Webster Tarpley's our guest, and I shouldn't be screwing around here. We're talking about such heavy-duty issues, but you got to have some gallows humor every once in a while, you know, joking around before they hang you. Webster Tarpley, a historian and economist, we were talking about the psychosis of the ruling elite making 40-to-1 bets with money that's not theirs and calling it free market to get tens of trillions in public bailout money and then leveraging that again and then lying and trying to start giant wars and thinking NORTHCOM and a military dictatorship will save them from the American people. And the prostitute media lying for them that loses more and more credibility and open calls to censor the alternative media. I mean, we are in crazy land now. We ain't in Kansas anymore. It is the Christmas transmission. Hour number one's got about 10 minutes left in it. Webster, finishing up, my friend. You were, or who knows, I might even keep you in a little 5 minutes.
The big problem is the psychosis of the of this Anglo-American financial elite. Let me just, the two main points. One is this Maya Ghez moment, okay? And the Maya Ghez moment is getting more bitter for them. If you look at the U.S. leaving Iraq, right, after 8 years of this futile war with all those GIs killed and the trillions of dollars, this really corresponds to the fall of Saigon in April, May 1975 with the helicopters taking off from the roof of the U.S. Embassy. Now we have Maliki, I believe, representing the Iranian party in Iraq, who's trying to essentially crush the Sunni party in Iraq. And it looks to me like the Sunni party, based on what we've seen in other parts of the Arab world, they may be getting their money and orders from Saudi Arabia, which means everything bad, right? Because the Saudis are this reactionary relic, this feudal, barbarous, absolute monarchy. So the U.S., the people in the State Department and the CIA this holiday season are freaking out that they've been kicked out of Iraq, and it looks like the Iranians are sort of crushing the U.S.-Saudi proxies on the scene. Now, this just
and by the way, it's in the news that admitted al-Qaeda-connected groups are at former U.S. bases launching attacks, probably the ones in Iraq, but certainly the ones in Iran.
Right, and remember, when you think al-Qaeda is the CIA Arab Legion, so don't ever get confused about that for the listeners.
And by the way, the good old boys can't laugh at that anymore, because you got London Telegraph headline, al-Qaeda flag now flies over Libya. You were there. You right. First reported on the Black Genocide, Webster. That's now in Newsweek.
Yeah, and Bel Hodge. Now, here's the thing. Bel Hodge, the al-Qaeda killer who had been made the military commander of Tripoli, has now been sent, I believe, to southern Turkey. He is now the commander of the so-called pre-Syrian army, which is simply the people from Chechnya, from Afghanistan, from the fighters from Libya, the fighters from Iraq have all been recycled, at least a lot of them have, by the CIA into this South Turkish border area.
No, that's all admitted. I mean, al-Qaeda is the skeleton key that the bankers, henchmen, the CIA and others used, I mean, to take our liberties, to take over countries. I mean, it's incredible. And you tell adults this, you go, you know, Bin Laden was CIA. Here's the BBC. And they're like, shut up.
Sure.
And you're like, but our government put him in charge in Libya. Well, that's okay. I just want to give my rights up because it's fun to get scared of people.
There are a lot of people who want to be duped. It's true. Not just leftists either. We saw them with Obama, the leftists, but then there are others. But look, here's the thing. The psychosis comes from this Maya Ghez. It's an aggravated Maya Ghez moment, right? Maya Ghez was this incident that was then ginned up by Kissinger and Ford in 1975, right? If we're being kicked out of South Vietnam, we got to do something to show how powerful we are. So they decided to take a city in Cambodia that was controlled by the Khmer Rouge and then bomb that to smithereens. But now, in the current moment, we got the Maya Ghez moment going, and we've got the psychosis, the hysteria that comes from the fact that they see their capital structures, their derivatives are collapsing, right? MF Global is simply a symptom of this. We have Commerzbank of Germany, which is one of the big three or big two that are left, is now basically bankrupt. This is, it was something called Dexia, which was French and Belgian. We assume that Societe
and they keep spinning it that Europe has to raise their taxes, cut their benefits because they're lazy. It has nothing to do with it. The mega banks created derivatives and scammed everybody, but the media, bought and paid for by them, will not report it.
All right, and so this also drives them crazy. And again, it's Société Générale and probably Crédit Agricole on the French side, Unicredito on the Italian side. So we've got four or five Lehman Brothers candidates on the European side. Now, that is leading to banking panic already. In other words, if you have euro deposits, say, in an Italian bank, a lot of people are saying, sell that and put it into Switzerland, right? Put it into Swiss francs. Or put it into the friendly pound, although I think that's a very, very dangerous recipe. So these two things now determine a mood of absolute hysteria in the ruling class. This impinges on Obama. We're told that one of the key moments in Libya when Obama was essentially prevailed upon by three furies, three harpies, Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and Samantha Power, pushed Obama to embrace this lunatic adventure.
Banshees. And now now Israel is very excited in their newspapers. You've got the head of the Joint Chiefs and others coming out and saying, we're ready to wipe them off the face of the earth, and the good old boys will put hot dogs at the end of their sticks and roast them in the radioactive flame.
And so you've got that. That's for Lebanon, for Syria, for Pakistan, for Iran. There's a threat of immediate war, but I think even more dangerous than this, if possible, is the manic mood, this manic flight forward in the ruling elite, which is that now that they've done the Arab spring, summer, fall, and now we're into the Arab winter starting today, right? This is now the Arab winter. they say this wave is our only hope. We've got to essentially wipe out all centers of resistance in the world, and if we can do that, we can have another 100 years of U.S.-British financial dictatorship over the world.
And make even bigger profits on militarizing domestically and arresting whoever you don't like. So they're going to go the pure hyper-fascist tyranny route.
Yes, and so therefore...
with lots of liberal trendies dancing around loving it, okay.
There's an international dimension to doing that, because there are certain limits beyond which they cannot go as long as they don't control Moscow, if they don't control Beijing, and they don't control Taiwan.
And we're out of time, but Webster, we're seeing chilling statements by Hu 2 weeks ago, the Chinese president, about prepare for war with the U.S.
Exactly.
You've got Putin saying the U.S. ruling class is, quote, insane.
Yes, and I think that's a very germane... concept. So I would say for Christmas, thank God for Putin, because Putin is at least some...
Oh, he's so loving as well, yes.
Well, you going to send him a Christmas present?
Count your blessings. Count your blessings.
No, I understand counterbalance is one devil against another, but my whole deal is obviously we've got some very psychopathic people running things here. I get what you're saying, Webster.
Right. So the danger now is that the lunatics of the Anglo-American ruling class are the aggressors, right? In international relations, the first thing you always want to know is, who's the aggressor? And this is where the onus of evil and the opprobrium of punishment...
Sure, megabanks have hijacked our countries using it for engines of pure evil. They wrap their tyranny in the flag and try to sell the public on going along with it. We've got to explain the distinction to people, or we're going to be known in history like the Nazis.
And the problem now is that the people like Hillary Clinton, they sincerely believe that they can take this wave of Arab Spring color revolutions, that they can ride this to Moscow, to Tehran, and to Beijing. The one in Moscow is not very interesting. This is called the White Revolution. The white armies, right? You may remember Kolchak, Denikin.
Yeah, the guys that backed the czars.
Yeah, they were the quasi-fascist forces that intervened, supported by Britain, France, and indeed the United States in the Russian Civil War, and were guilty of huge atrocities. So now we've got the white armies marching in Moscow, led by this guy Prokhorov, who is an organized crime figure here in the United States, and at the same time the head of Norilsk Nickel. So he's a...
Yeah, so they're trying to overthrow Russia, too, which is... All right. Webster, amazing. Have a great Christmas. Thanks for spending...
Thank you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all other holidays.
Yep, the evening of Christmas, he spent it with us. Thank you so much, Webster.
Bye-bye.
Great job. Carpley.net. Our sites are Infowars.com and Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We'll see you back with a second hour straight ahead Christmas special.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.